the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Education in Daba on the Voice of the Cape.
91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Yes, welcome back to the airwaves of the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM Stereo with myself, Ridwan Ahmed, and Yasira Adonis. Alhamdulillah, it is Sunday the 16th of April 2017, and that corresponds with the 18th of Rajab 1438. A very big shukran to our producer, and that is Zarina Talib. Just a reminder to our listeners that you can participate in the program by sending us your question or comment via the SMS line, that's 47913. Alternatively, via WhatsApp on 072-238-0712, inshallah. Before we get into the program, let's greet my co-presenter, and that is Yasira Adam. Yasira, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Ridwan.
Now, Yasira, we know all our educators are on an institution closure period. However, how has your week been?
Alhamdulillah, Ridwan did a lot of hard work, completed some assignments, so I think the institution closure period came at the right time.
For now, into the segment, we're going to be speaking Darul Arkam Islamic High School, and we are joined in studio by the Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who is the president at the Darul Arkam Islamic High School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Ridwan and Nasira, it's wonderful to be with you. I normally listen to you this time on the Sunday.
Alhamdulillah.
And I'm normally in the studio on a Sunday morning, but here I find myself with the honorable selves, mashallah.
No, alhamdulillah, shukran, Sheikh. I think Yasira is our first interview with Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel.
Yeah. Correct, Ridwan. I've seen Sheikh growing up. I grew up in Portland, so I was at Hazelden Primary and Mondale High School. Mashallah. And so now I have Sheikh in studio, so mashallah. What an honor. Shukran so much.
Alhamdulillah. Then we are also joined in the studio by the principal at Darul Arkam Islamic High School, and that is none other than Sheikh Ibrahim Daoud. Sheikh Ibrahim Daoud, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Alhamdulillah, shukran. Now we know that with Sheikh Ibrahim Daoud, we've had Sheikh on the program before, alhamdulillah. But this evening again, we continue then our discussion around Darul Arkam Islamic High School, what's happening there. And to tell us more, let's start off with a bit of a history around Darul Arkam Islamic High. Let's speak to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala asrafin mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To our dear listeners of the Voice of the Cape, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's so wonderful to be here. Celebrating the 25th anniversary of Darul Arkam Islamic High School. And it all started in 1992. And I think many people doesn't know that it started off with a girls-only school.
Mm. Okay.
Because we were concerned, at that time it was not South African democracy yet.
Mm-hmm.
Girls were struggling to wear scarves at high schools, mm-hmm. and long pants or what do you call it, skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of challenges, and even principals and teachers were gunning them. So and also the as you know the, what happened on schools with our girls, and so we decided the girls, they are our future mothers, they are the most important people in the world. We starting off with the girls, and so it was Mitchell's Plain Islamic High School.
Mm.
And the reason why we call it Mitchell's Plain Islamic, and that it started in Portland's Masjid. We don't want to confine it to Portland's or to a family name. We considered that this school belongs to the people of Mitchell's Plain.
Mm-hmm.
And we started off in Barkins Road, a madrasa in Barkins Road.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Humble beginnings.
Alhamdulillah.
And we started off with no money. Subhanallah. And I think it's good that you've asked for the history, because it's important for everybody to know this must be documented, so that our children, after 100 years, 200, can still read that it's because of a pure intention for the sake of Allah. That the school has started and the school has survived for 25 years.
Alhamdulillah.
And then from Barkins Road, we went to a place called Foodland Supermarket, on top of Foodland Supermarket in Wialtevuren Road.
Mm.
So we met, our brothers from the masjid and other people, they were helping with the,
partitioning.
Partitioning. Yes, Yasira, you're correct. And alhamdulillah, And then from Foodland, we went to where we are now. We built our own school, and that's also amazing.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, we went to the city council. The city council told us, look, there is a madrasa. They got the grant, but they haven't started. If you can make an agreement with the madrasa, you go for it. And that's what we've done, alhamdulillah. And once again, without money. Allah, but there's a school, and we've got our own school, a beautiful school, alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why I'm saying we are really celebrating, because with the finances that we had, it's unbelievable to believe that the school has stand for 25 years, and we had a lot of successes, alhamdulillah, which Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood will tell you later on, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, shukran for that, Sheikh Ibrahim. Let me just check with Nasser. Okay, no, Nasser, it's fine. We can continue very, very quickly. I'm just, before I speak to Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood as the current principal of the school, Sheikh, can I just ask, Sheikh mentioned, for example, you know, that it was Michel's Plain Girls Islamic High before.
Yeah.
So when did the name Darul Arkam Islamic High come about? And, you know, why that unique name?
Yeah, that's a very important question. Darul Arkam Islamic Institute at the NGC, they had the Arabic Institute. So for the sake of Allah and for the sake of community, Darul Arkam Islamic Institute merged with
Aikosa
from Gainesville Masjid.
Right.
So it became IPSA. That is why IPSA. Right, IPSA right, is because right, of the merge of Darul Arkam and Aikosa. So we saw that there is a chance to grab that name. Because that the importance of that name is, it is a name of the first school of this ummah, Darul Arkam. That was the name of the school of Rasulullah in Makkah al-Mukarram. And the beauty of it is Rasulullah was the principal of the school, and the learners were the Sahaba. So we always remind our children that they are linked with the Sahaba. They are students of Darul Arkam, and they are linked with the first students of Darul Arkam in Makkah al-Mukarram. And Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, for example, is linked with Rasulullah as principal.
Subhanallah.
So it's a great honor to have that name. And I'm so glad that you've asked it, you know, because it's important. When did the change came from Mitzvah Plain Islamic High School to Dar Arkam Islamic High School?
Alhamdulillah. Yasira, any quick question or comment from your side?
I think I'm covered for now, Ridwan. Shukran.
No, shukran for that. Yes, let's speak to Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, the principal there at Dar Arkam. Once again, Sheikh, shukran for your time. Sheikh, how long have you been associated now, firstly, you know, with Dar Arkam Islamic High School?
I've been associated with Dar Arkam Islamic High School since 1999.
Alhamdulillah.
So that will be, including this year, will be 18 years.
Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, and you know this, the learner complement at the school?
The learner complement, we have a maximum of 360. That is our facility can accommodate. We sometimes we push it to the boundaries, 368, maybe extra 8 learners, because we do have a long waiting list, Ridwan. And that is our challenge that we have. We have a waiting list of approximately 100 learners. And that is for grade 8s and until grade 11. Usually not very keen on grade 11. And grade 12, we do not accept learners in grade 12. So we have a huge waiting list of learners that want to be at our school for a number of reasons. Alhamdulillah, our school is going through a metamorphosis. And in a positive way. And I would like to give thanks to the SMT, our senior management team at our school. They're doing an excellent job, really. And if I look at the results, alhamdulillah, for the past 3 years, and our results is increasing and is getting better every year, alhamdulillah, which is very positive. So past 3 years, first we started 93, then we had 95. This year passed with 97% pass. But what is more heartwarming and what is very positive for me is the number of bachelors. So we have 85, close to 86% bachelors this year that pass. So alhamdulillah, there is something in the right direction. We're moving towards a good school. We know all the Muslim schools are doing exceptionally good jobs. But alhamdulillah, I think we're on the right track at this moment in time. With regards to the academics. Because of that, I think the parents, the outsiders, would want the children to be placed in our, at our school. I think complemented to that is the discipline. In Sheikh Gabriel, he himself, he comes in regularly.
I was just going to ask, you know,
he watches the learners.
I was just going to ask,
like a walk, I'm telling you. He watches the learners as because the high moral standard that Sheikh Gabriel have, I think that is very important to see if the child stands with his hand in his pocket, or the child's face is maybe skew, or his tie is not correctly, or his shirt is maybe coming out, or the belt is not right, or he's not standing straight in the assembly, or he looks away while he's making dua. So all those small things Sheikh will bring to our attention as the SNT and to myself, and then we will work on it and put a plan in action.
No, alhamdulillah. So obviously the school
cricket we try to as much as possible to look at the moral refinement of the child.
So the school obviously caters for grade 8 up to grade 12 for both young boys and girls. But just going back to the question, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel saying, you know, you are the president there. So what role, you know, would the president play, you know, in the institution Darul Arkam Islamic High School?
Yeah, first of all, I'm there from 7:30 in the morning until about 10 o'clock. So every day I spend about 2.5 to 3 hours at the school. And as Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood is correctly said, that I concentrate a lot on the discipline of the school. Like one poet said, nations are judged by its discipline and its ethics. And if there's no discipline, then there's no nation. So we bring it down to the level of the school. If there's no discipline, if there's discipline in school, it's the best school.
Then it's the best.
If there's no discipline, there's no school.
Well, alhamdulillah. Now, Yasira, early on you said I was nervous when I started the program. You haven't asked the question and haven't participated.
Well, you're so overwhelmed, Ivan. I'm hoping you're going to give me a chance. But Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, you know, you spoke about morals and values, which I find is the core of us as Muslims. And what's happening in society is our moral fibers breaking down. What kind of children do we see wanting to come to school? Because many a times parents have this inclination thinking that if my child misbehaves, sending him to a Muslim school is going to fix that. And we know all this starts at home, and that's why we go to madrasa in the afternoon and our parents inculcate in us, you know, what it is to be a Muslim. Hamad comes home and says there's 8 principles. When I say assalamu alaikum, what does it mean? And all those things. Our children coming in, is there some kind of breakdown that we find now? Because, you know, with all the social media happening, it's very difficult to gauge where our youngsters are, and they're in that phase and stage where they're so easily influenced. Do we see those kind of children coming in?
Definitely, Asira. Grade 8s, usually our intake for grade 8 is the largest amount, close to 100 learners. And grade 9s, grade 8 and grade 9, that is the areas that we need to work the most with regards to discipline. When they come to grade 10, 11 and 12, alhamdulillah, they're more settled, they understand the rules and the regulations and the disciplinary measures that we do have at the school. But 8 and 9, there's a lot of work that needs to take place. Every day we need to sit and we need to speak. But what helps a lot is that every day at the assembly, 1-2 words of nasiha. After Dhuhr Salah, there is nasiha given, 5 minutes or 2-3 minutes every day, nasiha. The teachers in the registration period, we advise the teachers, besides the teaching of the academic lesson, you need to inspire the child as well. So that we try to do in every lesson. So after a while, it takes a while before it sinks in, but alhamdulillah, sometimes the child matriculates and it hasn't settled in yet. But then they will come, they meet me in the road. They came to me, you know, Sheikh Dawood, you know that what you told me that day, it changed my life. And then you can see he's a conscientious Muslim. So we want a Muslim doctor, we want Muslim lawyers. And alhamdulillah, we have produced academic results. And we produce academics as well. Because people's under impression at Darul Arkam, because of the Arabic name, we're only preparing them to go to become glorified shuyukh or ulama. But yes, we do that as well. Because one of the students that matriculated at our school, he studied further, he went to Madinatul Munawwara. He did his honors He did his master's. He's the very first student in the history of South Africa to do his doctorate at Medina University.
Allah.
Sheikh Ashraf Peterson. But he's one of our students.
So we really want to speak then about the holistic development, you know, of the children. Now we're going very quickly towards the waqt of Maghrib, inshallah. So before we break for Maghrib, and let's ask Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel, is there a motto to Darul Arkam Islamic High School?
Yeah, there's definitely a motto. And because Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood is the principal, he memorizes it. Because he speaks about it, and he's got it painted on the,
the
assembly front here. So you need to ask him.
As
because I'm just afraid that I'm going to slip up.
Okay, the design is in the foyer and come Sheikh Ibrahim.
Immediately when you come into the foyer, then the core values are there. And the acronym Rahim, which is respect, responsibility, accountability, is humility, integrity, excellence, and morals. So those are the core values that we work on. And of course, when we don't promise the world to the learners, but when they leave, they're at least equipped to deal with the world as a Muslim.
Yes, sir.
No, shukran. You know, and she has taken me back when I was at university. Very little reference is made to your belief system. And, you know, and I consulted my sheikh at the time, and I said, listen, I'm uncomfortable with the way things are. And, you know, the same advice was given to me at the time. And he said, Yasira, you must always remember you are first a Muslim before you're an occupational therapist. You're first a Muslim before you do anything else in this world. And if it goes against that grain, then, and you know it goes against the grain, then I think you are prepared for whatever's out there. And I think that is what, and my basis for our Muslim schools, is that our children do come out better. They do come out more conscious. And that's what we need. Because somehow they get lost in all the hype of the Western world. They get lost in what is okay, what is not okay. And they find it very difficult to make decisions regarding, I'm going to become a Muslim parent, so what do I need to know so that my children walk the same path that my parents laid out for me. And so, you know, that's what I struggle with. And then you have these phases that pop up. You know, everybody has a turban and then nobody has a turban. So they're all between what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And that's why I commend Darul Arkam always. And I think the last time Sheikh was here as well, is you can see that transformation take place from when they get to the school in grade 6, a grade 8 mark, and then when they leave, they are more confounded children, they are more composed, and even how they speak and how they address you, and I've seen that happen, and one of my family members come from Darul Arkam, and you can see that, and it's the most mashallah thing that you can see, you know, going from where they come from, and how they leave into the community. So, you know, for me, I would think that waiting list is going to become even longer, Sheikh. Inshallah. Inshallah.
Shukran for that. Yes, there's an SMS which came through and it says, Assalamu alaikum, mashallah. May the school grow from strength to strength, inshallah. Sheikh just tuned in. Did Sheikh start with the salawat? Wish all our schools was like this. Well, that's an avid listener because they know that normally when Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel comes on air, he normally has the salawat. But shukran for the messages from our listeners. Again, you can send it to us via SMS 47913 or via WhatsApp on 072-238-0712. And if you have just joined us this evening, we are chatting Darul Arkam Islamic High School, and they are celebrating their 25th anniversary, inshallah. For that discussion, we are joined in studio by the Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, as well as the principal at Darul Arkam Islamic High, and that is Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood. Now, let's focus our attention very quickly to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels. Firstly, Sheikh, the 25th anniversary, you've given us a bit of history, you know, where the school started, Barkins Road. It was initially for girls.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah, we now also established where the name Darul Arkam Islamic High School came from.
Right.
We've spoken to Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood about, you know, the learners, the motto, the ethos of the institution. Now, obviously, now celebrating the school's 25th anniversary, where would Sheikh want to comment on that?
Yeah, Sheikh Ridwan, alhamdulillah, while we are thanking Allah for the 25 years that has passed, we must not think of the next 25 years of the school. And we want to take the school to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to take place, we first pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we request from the community and business people to assist the school. Because as Muslims, we can't stay for years the same. Mm. In fact, our beloved Nabi Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
whosoever's two consecutive days are the same, then you're a loser.
Mm.
So if the school is going to stay the same for another year, or another 2 years, another 25 years, we are losers, you know. So we need to take it to another level. So we are appealing to the community. And this is the ummah of education. The very first instruction that came from Allah to this ummah is iqra, read.
Mm-hmm.
And iqra also means empower yourself with education. Iqra also means make research. You understand? So this is the ummah, and our deen is a deen that says seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
So we appeal to the community to assist Dar Arkam, and the community must also remember that Dar Arkam is linked with the Dar Arkam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the first school of the Muslim Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, that was as Sheikh Ibrahim said earlier. Now, Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, the 25th anniversary, when is this taking place? You know, tell us a bit more about the event, inshallah.
I think Sheikh just mentioned about the name Dar Arkam Islamic High School. We're going back to our roots this year, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on a trip, a Umrah trip, inshallah ta'ala. We have more than 100 people that have indicated from amongst the family of Darul Arkam that we'll be going on the 16th of December, inshallah ta'ala, and returning the 30th of December. So it is part of the plans, inshallah ta'ala. We're performing a Umrah for the 25th anniversary. We're going back to Darul Arkam, the original Darul Arkam, to basically celebrate the day, inshallah ta'ala. Our first fundraiser, though, that is going to be the night of excellence. So we're going to be in the company of excellent people like Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's
Mashallah.
And the likes, inshallah. We're going to have excellent food, and I think Sheikh Gabriel's has a wonderful dish that he has planned and requested for that evening, inshallah ta'ala.
Gabriel's planned the dish.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to excellence, then we leave it in the side of Sheikh Gabriel's, inshallah. So I'm going to leave that to Sheikh Gabriel to speak about the menu, because it is really a delicious meal that will be shared on that evening. Of course, we do have our Ramadan Expo that we have for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This year it will be at the Spindray House High School on the 21st of May, inshallah ta'ala. So the night of excellence, that will be on the 5th of May, Friday, the 5th of May.
And the venue for this fundraiser, Sheikh Khadar?
It's going to be at the Islamia Hall.
Okay.
Islamia Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at approximately 6 o'clock for 6:30.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a long evening, but it's so fantastic. Because on the ticket itself, there is a draw for Umrah.
Yeah.
So those...
A lucky draw.
So a lucky draw for a person that maybe he didn't perform Umrah before. I didn't know the criteria around the Umrah drawing of the ticket, but I know there's going to be a person, a lucky recipient of a Umrah ticket, inshallah ta'ala, and hopefully they can go along with us, Sheikh.
Ameen.
Inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
And alhamdulillah. Before I forget, Ridwan, there's one aspect of the school that we never mentioned, and this is a very important aspect, and that is the Hifz Academy that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And our Hifz Academy is running now for the past 3 years. And alhamdulillah, two of our learners have completed the memorization of the Holy Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And that is Zakaria Kama, Hafiz Zakaria Kama, and Hafiz Adam Kaber.
Mm-hmm.
So they have completed the memorization of the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, one of those learners will also be joining us, inshallah ta'ala. And I think somebody sponsored that one student a ticket to go also, a full package to go on Umrah. So alhamdulillah, if the learners are out there who's memorizing the Holy Quran, they're between the ages of 11 and 12,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to do Hifz al-Quran, but they wouldn't want to miss out on the academics. Dar Arkam has a program in which we offer Hifz al-Quran from 7:30 till about approximately 1 o'clock, and then we do some kind of academics with the learners just to stay in touch with.
Mm.
So we do a bit of mathematics, English, and we do
Yasira, I think maybe that is something that we have to look at. I think on education in Daba, we've had quite a number of our listeners, you know, asking, and we've had some concerns raised in that regard. You know, where do we send our children to study Tahfidh al-Quran?
Mm.
And then the Western Cape Education Department says that once you've been out of the system for 2 years, it's difficult to come back onto the seamless process. And here, Darul Arkam High School is sitting on a particular particular answer.
Yes, Ridwan. And I think the concern was that, you know, we move in line with our age cohorts. And what happens is that my content knowledge for a specific grade is not up to scratch.
Yes.
So they've done the baseline assessment. So Islamically, our children are quite apt, but when it comes to academics, they fall a bit flat. So the concern with parents is, obviously, my deen come first. So I'm sending my child, but in integrating them back into the system, I think it's around about, the grade system always gets me, standard 8, when they come back into the system. Grade 10, it becomes problematic, and that's because they've gone to study the Quran, but there was no supplement whilst they were doing that. So there was no extra classes that was given just to keep in touch, just to look at the languages and specifically the mathematics. So I think, you know, it's another step ahead, Sheikh.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, looking at both needs of the child, both academically and Islamically. And it's very important because we tend to be very academic focused.
Yeah.
And our children think the only way that they're going to be good human beings is if they have a degree or if they have some kind of qualification to validate them and totally forgetting about the Islamic perspective of their lives. So,
Mahfina, shukran for that. So we're again re-emphasizing the issue around the holistic development of our children, particularly there at Darul Arkam Islamic High School. We are joined in studio by the Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who is the president at the Darul Arkam Islamic High School. Then we are also joined in studio by Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, who is the principal at Darul Arkam Islamic High School. And we are talking about a fundraising event in celebration of the school's 25th anniversary. Now we're talking about a Night of Excellence, and this will be inshallah on the 5th of May 2017, and the venue will be the Islamia Hall. Now, I know they're speaking about a very particular dish, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel. Sheikh Mambo, what can the mense voor te kyk na, inshallah?
Nee, nee, it's iets om na voor te kyk. De kyk is la elegante wat serve. So, yeah, alhamdulillah, we have a starters cocktail rolls with pure butter. I see margarine is pure butter. And chicken and corn soup. And then first on the main meal is crayfish curry. And papadams, ik weet wat is papadams, maar hij is op het tafel.
Yes, it's very nice.
And otiga chicken, a special chicken. With potato wedges, a medley of baked vegetables, and then come the dessert. Maar of course, the main meal is the crepes.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
The ticket is, ons wil het gemaakt 200, maar because it's our 25th anniversary, so we made it 225. And then we have corporate tables also, for business people. It's 1200 table for the corporate tables and for 5 days in run.
Alright.
So we, alhamdulillah, it's going well, the corporate tables, but there are still a few tables left. So any business people listening to us tonight, they can contact me, and inshallah.
Sure.
And as by for my friend and means what my kin, but that you know, what can afford the 5 days in run. So in fact, talking about business people, at any time you can come to Darul Arkam or contact us and say to us, Sheikh, because it's your 25th anniversary, for the next 25 years, we're going to give you 1,000 rand every month.
We'll sponsor 1,000 rand
every month. Yeah, every month, inshallah. So, you know, I was just want to remind the business people and the community, like the hadith says, if you give sadaqah, your money does not decrease, it increases. And especially for education, Allah had begin beloning your rewards in this world, and in the Akhirah, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So there we have it, listeners, you know, the Night of Excellence, and this is a fundraising event in celebration of the 25th anniversary of Darul Arkam Islamic High School. This event will take place on the 5th of May, 2017, at a cost of only 225 rand per person. And remember, there's an issue around the lucky draw. You could also be the winner then, you know, of a Umrah ticket.
And also what is important about this event, Brother Rwan and Sister Nasira, is the intention is to build extra classes and to build a school hall. We know for all the years, whether it's winter or summer, the children will stand outside. In the summer, as at 8 o'clock, dan is het warm. Sheikh Ibrahim wil langer praten, maar kan niet zo lang praten, because the kids krijgen warm. And you know, our children are narakeloos, restless, yeah.
And is there, I've been to the school, Sheikh, yeah. So is there, there should be enough space, you know, I think,
you know, the drawings, the architect had al gedrawn, die school,
alles
en die klas is alles klaar.
Nee,
dus maak je net die geld.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Ibrahim.
You just require the money.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, for the assemblies, and more particularly for salah purposes, and when it rains outside and the children must perform a salah, so all different types of weather the children perform salah outside in the quad, and if it's the weather's too unbearable, and then we need to perform salah sometimes in the foyer and in the passages of the school. So really that is a definite sadaqatul jariyah for any person who would love to pledge some money towards the establishment of the school hall. As well as the school hall will have a few wings attached to it as well, as we'll have the wonderful kitchen, the big kitchen, and then an area for all the hafiz classes to be.
Nice.
So imagine you're giving your money towards pledging maybe one hafiz class to the establishment of one hafiz class whenever they're going to learn to memorize the Holy Quran. Yeah, all those learners out of that class, you will get that reward of all the hufaz that is completed in that class. And then, of course, the top section is three floors. The top floor will be for the boys, entirely for the boys. So then we have progressive thinking. Then it will be the boys will be completely separate from the girls. Now we accommodate the boys and the girls, but it's in one building. The girls is upstairs and the boys downstairs. And some split subjects, then they do see each other. But we want to move to our long-term goal is to have the boys completely separate from the girls, inshallah, just to facilitate the learning for the learners and make it easier for them. Because we want the best for them in this world as well as in the year after.
Just my attention very quickly to the SMS line, Mafia Sira, you can do now. It says, your school, assalamu alaikum, your school is a gold mine, alhamdulillah. Postscript, Sheikh, is there tamalechis also on the menu? Now, you know what is tamalechis, Sheikh. And then there is another message that says, Ridwan, why don't you start with a pledge on A? Sheikh can provide the banking details so long. Well, it seems like we've got one person that's really wanting to go and pledge, inshallah. Yasira, your quick comment before I go to the next SMS.
Shukran, and so aptly saying, Ridwan, you know, it is a comment. I think we had Sheikh in studio, I think last year or the year before, and Sheikh was speaking about these plans around the school and the intention of it and so on. And, you know, very seldom we see children with sabr out there. And I think, you know, they're so instant because everything that we do is instant nowadays, right. And we don't teach them sabr. And it's easy to just, you know, get them quiet down and not ask a million questions. And so we give things to our children. And, you know, as the principal of the school, Sheikh Dawood, you know, showing that to our children, making them understand that when we do ask Allah for anything, and not just certain things, anything, there is a time prescribed to it. And, you know, for me, it fills me up with so much gratefulness, and it makes me humble to see that this is what is being taught at the school as well. And that the school and the people that are in charge, and Sheikh specifically, loves that humbleness and sabr and shows it to the students. And you know, now I'm all excited, Sheikh, because the time is nigh. We are having the celebration. We are going to look at, you know, building the school. And you know, Sheikh, your plea of then has been answered, and I do hope that our community comes together for this.
Inshallah.
It is one of the only high schools that we have in Mitchell's Plain for our children with an Islamic ethos that we can't even describe on air. You have to be there to see it.
Excellent.
Now both Ridwan and I have done that. And you know, at that point you can't be more proud of being a Muslim than seeing those children love what it is to be a Muslim. So you know, Sheikh, I'm excited. My pledge is in. I'm not sure about Ridwan. And so, on it, we are urging for anybody out there, communities, businesses, you know, do this for our children in our community and help us grow. Because if all our children can go to a school like Darul Arkam, look at what we'll have at the end of the day.
Well, shukran for that, Yasser. And as we said, we're talking the night of excellence, and this is in celebration of Darul Arkam Islamic High School, celebrating their 25th anniversary, inshallah. This is a fundraising effort, and this fundraising effort takes place on the 5th of May 2017 at a cost of 225 Rand. Now, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels has given us an outline of the menu and emphasizing crayfish curry, and it's got warm fish, and it's got an income. So anybody interested, inshallah, you can contact the school. Or here are some of the details, although Sheikh said you can contact him. This will go this way. You can contact Shamila on 021-391-5730. That is Shamila on 021-391-5730. Alternatively, 083-247-2042. That is 083-247-2042. You can also contact Muhammad Salih Qaida. I know he is the fundraiser for this particular event, on 076-403-2812. That number again, 076-403-2812. We'll give that number again towards the end of the program. Now I'm getting concerned with my SMS. Let's start with the first one that says, Assalamu alaikum Ridwan. Maybe I am wrong, but I think our Islamic schools are too exclusive. Our majority are still being excluded. Can we not look at this maybe? Shukran for a great program. Well, once again, a very big shukran to all our listeners for their participation to the program called Education in Daba here on The Voice of the Cape. Now, the SMS says, yes, sadly, the instant coffee syndrome has become a huge problem. Okay. Another SMS from 7661 says, Assalamu alaikum, I will pledge 200 Rand. I want the community to do better. Well, shukran to our listeners. Let's go with Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels quickly.
Yeah, in conclusion, we want to say shukran to Ridwan and Yasira and for the Voice of the Cape for accommodating us. And shukran to the listeners. Alhamdulillah, we at Darul Arkam Islamic High School, our monthly fees still
500 Rand,
because we want it's not exclusive. We wanted to accommodate children, you know, from all over. So we are just keeping it at 500. Maybe next year is a bit upper.
Yes, but I was going to say the last time, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago when I went to the school, it was around 5,000 Rand per annum. I mean, there hasn't been any change, and there must be this, what they call kola, Sheikh, the cost of living adjustment.
So we keep it that way so that we could accommodate everybody.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
So it's 500 for 12 months, which is 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, then 600 for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
But so we try to keep it as inclusive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to assist the parents wherever we can.
And obviously the school is, although it's in Michel's Plain, Mafia said, it's not only for the learners, obviously, of Michel's Plain.
No, it's from all over. We have people from Strandfontein, from Skaapkraal, from Grassy Park, from Delf, everywhere.
Nee, je kan zien die president weet wat aan gaat.
Oh, definitely, Ridwan. You know, Sheikh Dawood was here, Ridwan, and you know, he gave that very same sentiment that nobody is turned away and that there are sponsors and donors for children. But parents can't sit and phone and not make an appointment to come and see Sheikh and say, look, these are my circumstances, this is what I can afford, is there some assistance? I really want my child to come to this institution because I want a better Muslim child at the end of the day. So in as much as the school is doing everything to help every child out there, I mean, I've seen children flock to Darul Arkam. As parents and the community, we need to bring our part as well. And to still be 500 Rand, Sheikh, I mean, that says a lot about the school. Looking at the actual place where the school is situated, the socioeconomic status of the community in the school. So the school has really reached out, and I mean, there's a lot of things that run from the school that we're not even speaking about on air. And, you know, and that is the part where the school gives back to the community and, you know, with what they have. And I think that can be another segment, Ridwan, but I mean, it does work both ways. We need to come forward. The school is very open. I've been there. And whenever Sheikh Dawood does have a moment, he does sit and speak to parents. So if the listener out there can make contact with the school and speak to Sheikh, I think it will resolve a lot of the kind of whispers that we hear going around. And only once we see what the institution look like and actually have a chat with Sheikh, the understanding would be better of the institution.
No, inshallah, shukran for that once again, Yasira. And we are, as we said, speaking to the Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who is the president at Darul Arkam Islamic High School. We're wrapping up the program now. For those who wanted to do the pledging, and as we said, we've received one from 7611 who said, I pledged 200 rand. I want the community to do better. The banking details, it's a First National Bank account. First National Bank account. The account holder, Darul Arkam Islamic High School. The account number 592-0019220. That number again, 592-0019220, and the branch code 250555, and it, the account is held at the Promenade First National Bank. So we will have those details once again available, so if anybody wants to pledge, do so. And as we said, inshallah, the Night of Excellence, a fundraising event in aid of, in celebration rather, of Darul Arkam Islamic High School celebrating its 25th anniversary. This Night of Excellence will take place on the 5th of May 2017 at a cost of 225 rand per person. If you want a ticket, inshallah, you can contact Shamila on 021-391-5730, alternatively 083-247-2042, or you may also contact Muhammad Saleh Qaida. I know he's the fundraising events coordinator. 076-403-2812. Let's ask Sheikh Ibrahim Daoud. We've got a minute or two left. Any concluding remarks from your side, and then we'll leave the last words to Sheikh Ibrahim Daoud.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, I'd like to thank the dedicated teachers at our school, as well as the SMT of the school, as well as the supportive parents that we have that support us in all our fundraisers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with all your efforts, Amen. Inshallah, and crown you with Jannatul Firdaus in the year after, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay, Sheikh, I have to ask Maaf, because I've got, I didn't check my SMS line, and I have to do that very quickly. Now, there's an SMS here that says, Assalamu alaikum. When I was at Darul Arkam, the winter mornings were not so great, especially when we stood a bit longer. And on a Friday, when Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels came. I matriculated in 2006, and I am where I am today because of how my high school motivated, molded, and educated me both secularly and Islamically. I hold fond memories of my teachers at Darul Arkam, and am so thankful to them for where I am today. And that comes from Zaida Wahi. Zaida, do give me apologies. I only checked my SMS line now. And then another SMS says, do give us a bit of nasiha. Many underestimate the power of our schools and the great successful individuals which it produces. Well, once again, a very big shukran there to... Okay. To our listeners, another SMS here from 0364 says, Assalamu alaikum. I would like to sponsor a child's fees for 1 year.
Mashallah.
Can you send me the details? Okay. Ibrahim Daoud?
So we will,
What we're going to do is, alhamdulillah, I think we've got the number of the person. I will give the number to Ibrahim Daoud afterwards. Mm-hmm. And the school will then make contact with you, inshallah, as well as the details of the person who pledged. Another SMS says, Assalamu alaikum, please leave at your reception, Kanala Ridwan. And that is the banking details. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will also leave the banking details, or you can give us a call here, inshallah. Sheikh Ibrahim, Gabriel.
Now, shukran to both the two listeners that pledged 200 rand and one for the student for the whole year. And Maaf Zaida for the Freda Ochana, what is so long about it. But I just want to conclude on that point. Sometimes we find children, they're being difficult at school, but wallahi, when they've graduated from the school, they become such great, wonderful Muslims. For example, last year, on the trick, one of the girls said, I didn't want to come to the school. Mm-hmm. My mommy forced me. Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't make salah, but now in the trick, she says, she makes the salah 5 times per day. So if we have achieved that, alhamdulillah, we say alhamdulillah. You understand? So that is what Darul Arkam is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, to to make sure that our children are vicegerents and representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakumullah shukran jazilan. That is the Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, as we said, the president there at Darul Arkam Islamic High School. Also, very big shukran then to Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood, who is the principal there at Darul Arkam Islamic High School. We will certainly see Sheikh on the Night of Excellence, inshallah. And we will look forward to the Krif Kerry, Sheikh Ibrahim, inshallah. We will certainly make a substantial contribution to all our listeners who contributed, inshallah. We will give the details to Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood. So once again, a very big shukran to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel and Sheikh Ibrahim Dawood. Everything of the best, inshallah, with the event. And we say to you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo. My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the Voice of the Cape.
Education in Daba on the Voice of the Cape.
91.3 FM stereo.